Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Saintly One, Gary St. Jean, joining us here on 95.7 The Game. He is brought to you by Northern California Acura Dealer. Saint, you are on with myself, Lorenzo Neal, the guru, and Raider punter Marquette King is here as well. How are you?
Well, I'm just concerned about Marquette, how the hell he's doing today with you guys next to him.
Legitimate concern. I would say that's a legitimate concern. Let's start with Saturday night against Portland. I mean, what do we even say about this team at this point, Saint? That was ridiculous. That's a good Portland team.
Well, it is, and you know, it very likely can be the first round of the playoffs. I'm about 5 months ahead of time, but I'm seeing them in the eighth spot if they get their act together. Just a terrific performance. And we saw last week with Klay Thompson going for 60, and we see Kevin Durant going 11 for 13 from the floor and making it look real easy. Kind of like Marquette punting the ball.
Why, Zane? I want to know the why. Is it just a team having a bad night, especially when you see the Warriors, their schedule, and they go to Portland and still perform like that? And you're talking about this could probably be a playoff team. How does a team just have a total meltdown in a night like this?
I think they lacked veteran leadership in the locker room. You know, you can coach and talk all you want. Unless you're going to get effort and focus out there from your team on defense, you're going to struggle because defense travels on the road, and if you don't bring it, you're going to get smacked, and they did. You know, I'm a big fan of Dame Lillard, an Oakland guy, great player, and he was frustrated. He spoke his mind after the game, which I like, and but they're in a downslide. They're struggling on the other side of the coin. We've got the Warriors, and we've got them tomorrow night against the hot Utah team, who's won 11 out of 13, and they're pretty much back at full strength. And then they hit the road, you know, for the Christmas trip. And I got one question, though, for Marquette. I want to know if he's going to jump in the salvation bucket next Sunday when he booms a kick about 60 yards like Elliott did last night.
Come on now, you know I got to do something extra, especially if I put
it
inside five.
I've seen you.
Come on now, your boy got them wheels.
I love it. Wow, that's great stuff.
Gary St. Jean with Joe Lowe, Guru, and Marquette King on 95.7 The Game. How do you think head coach Steve Kerr approaches the Christmas game with Cleveland? All eyes are going to be on this game. We're all foaming at the mouth to see this game, Saint. But you got Detroit on a Friday night. Any chance that maybe there's a little more rest divvied up to have the team ready to go for the revenge game?
Could be. He'll talk to his vets. You know, the young guys, they don't want to take a night off. I'm talking Durant, Curry, Thompson, and Green. They want to play. But, you know, we're talking about Pachulia's been out with a wrist injury. Could be Livingston. Could be Iguodala. Seeing how they're doing. You know, it's a back-to-back. You're right. And they're going to be in Brooklyn the night before. So that very well likely could happen. But nothing will – it'll be all about, you know, the X's and O's and your game plan. There'll be no need to give a fiery new Rockne speech come Christmas Day in that locker room because there's pride. And players, when there's big games like this on the schedule, guys really bring the A game. You know it's one of five national TV games for the NBA, and it's the marquee game. You know, we're starting, it'll be early here. It'll be 2:30 back east, and I can't wait for it. I got to tell MJ to make sure we plan the dinner around it.
Saint, I've been real excited to watch JaVale McGee, his role, to watch him grow with the starters and watch Steve Kerr gain more confidence in him. And I got yelled at over the weekend doing radio because I said, what if, do you think there's a possibility that he could possibly, as athletic gifted as he is, develop a low post game? And they were like, the guy's been in the league 8 years. He is who he is. Do you think that's a possibility? Am I crazy to think and want that?
You know what? He's what we call a paint player. He's going to score right there in the blood where it gets physical. He plays with verticality. He's way up there above everybody else. He's a beneficiary of Draymond Green and the other guys throwing him lobs. the defense has to go out and guard all those shooters. It gives a lot more space for him to operate down there. He can run like heck. He can block shots. He can rebound. He doesn't have a real refined low post game, but that's okay. We don't see a lot of that anymore. He is playing right now exactly like they hoped he would play. I read a comment in this morning's paper saying it's the happiest he's ever been in the NBA. What a great thing for a veteran guy like that, you know, to come into this team. Andre Iguodala played with him in Denver, and so he knew him. And he's had a ton of injuries, whatever. And so for him to be warmly embraced by his teammates, players love throwing those lob passes. You know, it's nice to be making threes, but they like seeing guys up by the top of the box, you know, just tomahawking it down. That fires everybody up.
No question. Salem, when you look at guys like you alluded to, the Iguodalas and Livingston, you know what you're going to get from those guys. They've just been consistent. There's a guy that seems like starting to pick his game up. Mm-hmm. He seems that he's having fun doing it. Ian Clark, talk to me about him.
Hey, Lo, that's a great call. You know what? You know, it takes a while to get comfortable in your role. And he's filling the role that Barbosa played last year. He's coming off the bench, playing a little one, playing a little two. But one thing he's got to bring is the confidence. And now we're seeing consistency in that shot. And the guy's really got a tight shot. It's right off the shoulder. It's not way above the head. So he needs a little space. But when it's going, it's really, you know, looks great. But I love a player who's confident. He believes in himself right now. His teammates believe in him. His coaches do. So this is big for the team because they need, though, beyond this, as you said, Lo, Livingston and Iguodala at the 6 and 7 spot in the rotation, and then you've got David West. Well, then now all of a sudden we're up to 9. And who else is going to step up? Now, are we going to get Looney really comfortable? Is McCall going to get comfortable? That's the regular season. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. Players grow and develop, and when they've got great teammates like the Warriors have, they help them in the process.
Saint, we didn't get a chance to talk to you about this last week. But the passing of the great Craig Sager, the Warriors and Steve Kerr, with just a tremendous moment, the moment of joy before the game. Take us through that, and if you have any stories you'd like to share about Sager.
You know, I was sitting there with Pop and Kalena, and I'm watching what he's doing. And he gets out there with the mic, tells the Knicks players and coaches, "Hey, fellas, come on in here." They get a little semicircle. And, he touched on some personal stories. He touched on the impact that Craig had on players today. And I'll share a story about him in a moment. But what I loved was that he touched, on what a great guy he was. When people saw him, they smiled. And then he closed by asking everybody to stand up and give him an ovation. Not a moment of silence, a moment of celebration, of joy for this man's life. I loved it. Steve Kerr, I've told you guys this many a morning. He's one of the top three coaches in the NBA, but he's even a better person. That sounds like a cliche, but trust me, he is, and that just amplified it. Now, I'll go back to Sager. I'm coaching with Nelly in Milwaukee, right? So we're playing the Hawks, Mike Fratello's coach, and they got Dominique, Doc Rivers, Randy Whitman, Kevin Willis, and Sager had a little piece of a bar. So we had a night early, and contact Mike Fratelli. "Come on, fellas." He said, "Let's go out and have a couple cold ones." So we go to the watering hole, and we walk in with Sager, and I don't know this guy that well. Well, it was like meeting the mayor. He walked in, and he had a hug, a handshake, a high five, and every guy that saw him was beaming. And I said, "God, this guy's a cool guy." And then that was a 30-something-plus-a-year relationship with him. And whenever you saw him, you just felt good. I mean, this guy had an impact. He really loved what he did, great family guy, but he touched a lot of people in the NBA family. Whether you were I fast forward now to, what was it, last year when he was doing the finals, and, you know, he was struggling. And how about our fans? The way he was there, and they showed him, and that whole sections were standing up, giving him high fives. Then he was getting like a standing ovation. Then our team wearing those T-shirts. This guy was an impactful guy. He was just a great, great guy. And I was privileged to know him pretty darn well.
A beautiful story, no doubt. Gary St. Jean with Joe Lowe, the Guru, and Marquette King on 95.7 The Game. Saying, as always, thank you so much for your time. I don't think we're going to get a chance to talk to you before the end of the week, so Merry Christmas, happy holidays to you and yours, and enjoy the game against Cleveland. We'll catch up with you next week.
Well, ho, ho, ho to you guys, too, and Marquette. Listen, great win yesterday, and I hope the heck you can continue this kind of performance after having set between these guys for 3 hours. You've got a lot of weight on your back if you're carrying those guys.
He's the best.
I know. Hey, I appreciate the love, man. You're awesome. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.